nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
This program is rated adults only. It contains language that may offend some people.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up.
All right, you ready for Riled Up? Maybe people riled up about that ask out of Buffalo. 2 and a 3.
I'm curious, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
All right, live Riled Up calls at 610-632-0975. You hit the recorded line in the overnight or off hours at 610-771-9751. Leave a message. Andrew goes through them. He finds the best of the best. So let's see what we got today.
Has there been a player in the history of the Eagles who gets burned as bad as Jalen Mills, and then when he makes the routine play, he talks so much trash and he celebrates? Has there been anyone like this in the history of the Eagles? I mean, we won a championship with him, but if he wasn't on that team last year, I want him out.
Yeah, you're right. If he doesn't win a Super Bowl, I got a lot of vitriol.
Yeah,
but you're gonna be mad at me. I can't hate on the dude.
Why?
Because the Gobbler was a part of the Super Bowl, man.
Okay, well, this is a new year. You got to turn the page.
I agree. Listen, I don't want him out there.
Yeah.
All right?
but you give him his credit for what he did.
Right, but I'm not looking to hate on the dude.
Yeah, I'm looking to hate on him a little bit.
Yeah,
that stupid finger wag.
I get you. I get it.
Like, yeah, what do you think of the wit finger wag?
Man, I got no problem with it.
He thinks he's Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you're playing that position... and you're getting toasted. You got to have balls, man.
Yeah.
You play corner in this league, it's the worst position to play this league.
Yeah, because you're going to get shown up.
You're on an island. You're the guy. Every rule's against you. You're going up against these jackrabbits.
Yeah.
I mean...
you can't hide either.
No.
When you have a bad game, everybody knows it.
It's the worst position to play.
Yeah.
So you got to be crazy to play corner.
Yeah, well... I don't like the finger wag. That's my issue.
No, but you need that. You need guys to have some stones.
Yeah, well, take the stones and the finger wag and cover somebody, all right? What's next?
I'm so pissed off at the football I watched this weekend. They need to get their heads out of their asses. I cannot believe this. The only thing I had to cheer for was hoping that Fletcher Cox would break Jalen Mills' little wavy finger, and that didn't even happen. They need to get it straightened out.
Fletch got right up, was a veteran leader, and got in his face. Didn't want to cost the team a 15-yard unsportsmanlike.
Interesting. Mikey Miss had the opposite take yesterday.
What was his take?
He thought he was showing up. Jalen Mills, show up your teammate.
Well, he had to do it or else Mills was going to cost him a 15-yard penalty.
So the way he did it was a little over the top.
A little out of line?
He thought he was showing him up.
Oh, I don't agree with that because this Mills is a maniac out there. He's acting like a total lunatic.
This Mills.
Well, you know where I got that from?
No.
It's in The Sopranos. He goes, this Ralph Cifaretta is more creative than Spielberg. Well, what's next?
That's a good one.
What's got me riled up is watching this Eagles team the last 5 weeks. The whole team, the coaching staff, the front office, still think they're on a float going down Broad Street. They need to get their heads out of their ass and start playing some football, or this season will get out of hand.
Well,
yeah, here's the thing that's good. The division blows. So you go get reinforcements, you get a running back, you maybe get a receiver too, and you go win the division, and then you're good. Let's go.
Well,
you get back. Get Carson back in a rhythm, get that line fixed, line right. You're ready to go.
Well, you can see the path is really clear to see, and it's the division. You're right. Like, it's really easy to see the key to success here. It's to win a very subpar division. This division's a joke. We always said the NFC is one of the toughest divisions in football. What the hell's going on right now? One team's 500, and they've only played four games.
Oh, division. First of all, that's a lie. That division hasn't been good in years.
Not since the 90s, probably, right? Where all the four
early,
teams.
The early 90s.
Yeah.
That division hasn't been good 25 years. The NFC East.
Where it's deep.
Right.
Which is why a different team wins it every year, too.
Yeah, that's...
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
Nobody's repeated the division since in 13 years since the Eagles.
Yeah.
In 04 and 05. Then they didn't repeat 03 and 04.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, we'll see. JC and Philly's on the Fanatic riled up line. What's up, JC?
Yeah, what's up, man?
How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I don't think we should trade Kasoni, man. I think it would be stupid.
Why?
Because he's 30 years old, and I think we forgot that he can't play pass block.
He can't pass block?
Nah, you're wrong about that one. You can say he's 30. It's fine. He's a really good pass blocker.
Who?
He's a good pass blocker.
He's an average pass blocker.
No, he's not, dude.
He wasn't doing that.
Nah, you're wrong about that.
I mean, you don't get a running back to be a pass blocker, but he can pass block. It's not like he's a guy that's... I mean... Smallwood is not a good pass blocker.
He is an above average pass blocker.
He's not Brian Westbrook, who turned out to be a great pass blocker.
Yeah, no, LeSean's really good at pass blocking. I don't know where he came from. I don't know where the guy had that notion that he. I mean, I don't have to tell you. That's one you just missed.
Wrong.
Man, I don't know what happened to this team. I honestly, truly believe we would go back. And, or at least close, and I'm sick to my stomach. Like, I don't even want to go to work. I don't want to do anything but just sleep. Like, it's horrible.
Well, they've got a lot of people depressed. But fear not. All is not lost. This Eagles team, the path is still there. It doesn't feel as magical as last year, but maybe now's not when the magic's going to strike this year. Maybe it's a delayed reaction for the magic to strike. Maybe a little bit of Super Bowl hangover. You can understand that, right?
No.
No?
No.
You don't allow for that?
No. But if circumstances are circumstances and they're just not good enough, that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, I'd be happy about it.
So, no, but that's why, again, what do they need? They need skill guys.
Yeah. You got to go out and get them.
Right.
And Howie restructures Fletcher's contract yesterday to start to grease the skids to... have that kind of stuff that you can control already taken care of.
Right.
So you know what you can fit and what you can't. And maybe Le'Veon Bell's a pipe dream because you can't fit him. Who knows? Let's go to the live line. Let's go to Aaron on the live line on the Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas? Check this out. I am riled up two times. I am pumped for the game. All right? Y'all got me in that game. I have not been to a hockey game since 1997. All right? I am
pumped
for this game, yo. Okay. Now, the next one, I am angry at the government for getting rid of this non-call block list. So now we're getting all these stupid-ass calls from these people, these automated systems, that you can't call them back and curse them out because the numbers don't exist.
I know.
Uh-huh. Getting calls all day, all night.
I got the solution for you, buddy. I talked about this on the air before.
Right.
Because my number has gotten passed around to these telemarketer scum.
It's
right?
Ridiculous.
Robo Killer, buddy. It's an app.
Yeah, I just don't
want
to pay for it, though.
I know. It's worth it. Trust me. It's $4 a week.
I should not have to pay for it, man.
$4 a month, I think it is.
Okay, real quick. So I called them back today, right? I hit the prompt button, and guess what? They sent me to another automated...
Nah, I get it.
That's messed up, man.
Yeah. Look, I got them here. It's funny, too, because they mess with them on the app. So when they call, there's like a fake person going, hello? I can't hear you. Are you there? So the person that's the telemarketer doesn't realize that it's a recording. And it messes with them to kind of spank them back. Then it says, you've been blocked by RoboKiller. RoboKillers, I'm telling you. It's a nice item.
So it's a fake right me out. So what does it do?
Yeah, it pump fakes them.
So one more time. It goes.
It'll say like, hello. There's all these different ones. It rotates through. I'll play you one on the air.
All right,
we'll play it in a little bit.
I'll do it.
All right, what's next?
Oh, man, I hope you keep the riled up line on this show going. I never thought in my life that I would be so happy to hear the Bagster commercial. I was thrilled to hear it, baby. Pleasure to hear your voice again, my man. And as far as the team goes, man, I don't know.
I feel you, brother. Thank you, man. But listen, all hope's not lost. It's getting the division. Get to the playoffs. To the playoffs.
I got a stat here for after Riled Up that a guy tweeted in regarding Carson's first three games of last year and his first three games of this year. You're going to be stunned, by the way. I'm going to give it to you actually coming up momentarily. I'm not going to wait till after Riled Up.
Is it bad?
No. You're going to be stunned, though. Trust me. What's next?
I'm just riled up about the Eagles and Jalen Mills. He can't cover anybody, but he gets up big thinking he makes the biggest tackle of the day. Are you kidding me? I played football before, and I know how to make tackles on people, but he thinks it's great when he makes a tackle 5 yards down the field, and then he's going to push away a veteran player like Cox because Cox is getting in his face. That's bull.
I hate you, bro. You're right.
I had no problem with what Fletcher Cox did. I didn't even think along those lines like Mikey missed his take on that. I didn't think he was showing him up at all. Did you feel that way?
No, I thought it was fine. I thought he was fine to do that.
Were you fine with what happened on the sideline?
Yeah, listen. It's sports. Guys are going to get in the beefs.
Yeah, this isn't new.
No, I mean, like, anytime you compete, you know, emotions are high. And you have a little bit of argument.
And they should be.
Yeah, I got no... that's not... Right, I have no problem with what goes on.
Yep.
I mean, it can't get out of line. It can't fester. And it can't be poisonous to the room.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as the dust-up, that's what happens. You play football. Your emotions... Fletcher's yelling at him. Shut up. Get away from him. Get off the field. You know.
And he's a hothead, and he comes back at him. And that's what you see.
That's sports. Anybody who plays sports knows that that's...
Here's the thing. Last year, it was crazy. Because the electric slide and the bowling and the celebrations, we didn't see any of that. So now it's like, oh my God, are they falling apart from within?
Yeah, well, again, they're 2-3, so...
A little bit, they are.
You have to start to win. You got to win. It's great to play human bowling. Yeah. When you win,
you hang 51 on the Broncos.
Yeah,
you're right.
Dougie's inhaler and nose wheezing today. Come on, man. You got to answer these questions better than that. You can sigh all you want, breathe in deep, in and out. Dude, why would you not start Wisniewski? He was playing perfectly fine. The other pieces of the offensive line that weren't doing well.
Yeah, you're right. You're right on, brother.
I think Jason Peters doesn't like playing next to him. I'm buying into that theory a little bit.
Jeff McClain from the Inquirer we had on earlier, he bought into it.
Yeah. Well, Wiz threw his guy right on the back of Jason Peters' leg last year, cost him the rest of the season. Now, Peters probably would have got hurt anyway.
Right. He's not, you know, he's doing it on purpose.
No. Let me get this Peters
out of
here.
No, but I do think you're right. I think that there is an issue. They must not see eye to eye or whatever it is.
Yeah. And the chemistry's not there. As a pretty apparent watching the game. But there wasn't much chemistry there with Seumalo either. Oof.
Jason Witten is the worst Monday Night Football announcer since Dennis Miller. Hands down. Awful. Give it up, man. Go, like, I don't know, figure it out. Do the weather or watch women's volleyball or something. I don't know.
I think he's getting a little bit better.
He stinks.
I mean, he's not great,
but it's terrible.
Look, not many guys jump out of
that. That broadcast is horrid.
You don't like Tessitore at all?
No.
He's fine on college, stinks. Right? He's horrible. Overcompensating for Booger McFarland and Witten.
All I hear is him, and he's way over the top. Way over the top.
Well, he's compensating because Witten is like trying to figure out his way.
But guess what? I found it annoying.
So it's bothering you. And you don't see any value in Witten? I think he's getting a little bit better.
No, he's horrible. In fact, I think he's beyond bad.
Really?
Yes. I think he doesn't belong doing a Northwestern Indiana game, let alone Monday Night Football.
Oh, man, we need a little Big Ten game there. You can't put him on a Big Ten game, man. Does the announcers affect your enjoyment of the game?
Yes.
They do?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
When that Chris Myers is on the call.
I hate Chris Myers.
I would rather have somebody stick ice picks in my ear.
I can't stand him. He's the worst. I don't understand how he is. He gets all kinds of gigs.
Yeah, he does. His time's up. 15 minutes is
People
up.
People love him. I don't know why. Or the networks love him.
Well, I can't stand him. And it affects my enjoyment of the game.
It does.
Like, I love Buck and Aikman. And I'm happy they're doing Thursday.
The best.
Yeah? You like Romo?
Love him.
I do too.
I love him.
Not many guys can step off the field like he did.
Nah, he's tremendous.
And be great. And
I love
great.
His energy. I love everything about him.
I totally agree with you.
Oh, hey, Drew Brees. You own like 3 of the 4 most important quarterback stats in the whole entire world? Well, here's a little 8.5 by 11 piece of paper laminated that says congratulations.
Oh, that was the Drew Brees thing last night. Now, they got an excessive celebration penalty last night for that. Did you see that?
Yeah, I had no problem with that.
Can the opposition just decline that penalty? Or is it not an option? But the Redskins should have declined it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a big moment.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big moment.
Yeah.
I would have been fine with that. But they didn't.
From the Fighting Earl Bristol for the home opener, Coach Al's hockey brother, Coach Hal.
Coach Hal checking in.
I love Coach Hal. Coach Hal, after every game, I want to hear Coach Hal to round up.
Well, we got to get him at the end of the show today to pump us up for the first home game of the season down at the barn tonight. Now, you going down tonight?
No.
What do you mean?
I'm not going down tonight. What am I doing tonight?
Going down to the rink.
What's that?
Should be going down to the rink tonight.
I'm not a big... I'm weird, all right? I love... How many... I told you,
I went to 15, 16 games last year.
I love going to Flyer games. I love going to Flyers and Sixer games. I got one problem. When I stop being a sports writer and writing about daily sports, I feel like I have no place in the press box.
Oh, because you don't have a purpose.
Correct.
You can still go hang out.
No, but it's weird. If I have tickets, I go.